brought to you by iFileFolder.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Christmas 2014 came and went like the year itself. As we enter the final moments of 2015, as time travels faster and faster, it seems. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, the 26th day of December, 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we have Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Report joining us to cover a host of developing news stories. But I do want to really go over a ton of news today. Obviously, there's a stack of very informative, to understand what's happening in the group mind out there, a big stack of important news dealing with Christmas. And we have things like snow-capped summits give Hawaii a white Christmas. A rare snowfall giving the mountains, the volcanic mountains, white caps like the Mont Blanc of Europe. Google goes off the climate change deep end, saying there is no question and we should submit to whatever government says. I'm going to be breaking that report down because last night I went to a movie, went and saw Foxcatcher, excellent film based on the true story of John DuPont going crazy. And when I'm walking out, there are Google representatives there pushing free Google if you just pay to put it in one time. And if you live downtown near their headquarters, it's just free, period. Do you really think they're trying to give you something free? All of the smart televisions now that have come out have microphones and cameras in them, and on record in their terms of service say, one of the latest, of course, is the folks out of South Korea, Samsung. They say in their terms of service, we are listening and watching you, so watch what you say. And we do send what you say to third parties. And we broke that news 4 or 5 months ago, and no one picked it up but I think DrudgeReport.com. Doesn't mean who cares. You know, we're linking directly to the terms of service. It's admitted. It's bombshell. It's sensational. It's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs level. And it just is. Oh, Xbox and other systems were hacked, and so there's no online gaming right now. That's down. Oh, no. That's actually got people concerned. All of this ahead of them reintroducing the Cybersecurity Act, SOPA and CISPA, internationally and nationally, two versions of each. Gaming hack attack, Xbox Live, PlayStation Network remain down. Apparent denial of service attack. Or is it another false flag, like they're basically now admitting with the interview that gets a 50% rating at Rotten Tomatoes, and similar to that on IMDb and other places? I might have watched it, even though I'm not a huge fan about those actors. I've seen some of the movies that are okay. I like comedies, especially around Christmas time, but I will not be watching it commercially. I'm not normally someone that goes online and tries to find things for free, but morally, I just have problems paying for the stunt. Kind of enters the Obamacare realm, where it's all about chumping the public. Where Sony, now working with Obama, it's very evident, the FBI's initial report said this as well, that it was an inside job, and now all the big tech firms are coming out and saying that. We're getting a mishmash together of some of the clips here today of the interview. We'll be playing some of those in the third hour. Not just video for TV viewers, but just some audio as well. So that's coming up. Boy, there is so much to get to. China tests a Ebola vaccine on humans. The NSA reports it may have broken laws. That's like saying fish may swim in the sea. Spoiled brats complain about Christmas gifts. Stupid parents. IRS continuing to persecute conservatives. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with OxyPowder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, OxyPowder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used OxyPowder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using OxyPowder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. OxyPowder flushes it out. Secure your OxyPowder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Hills are filled with fire.
Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never
lose. Not in Orange County, California. They're fining people for having too many Christmas tree lights on their houses. Wow, there is so much news to get to today, and I think just what I'll do here so that you get an idea of what we're going to be covering is just read the headlines. Obama creates the truth of his agenda. Why does Obama come up with such quick judgments on news events and make them public? LouRockwell.com asked that question. We're going to be breaking it down. Doctors told to report patients who put on weight. I'm not going to the most important news first. I'm just going over the headlines. U.S. military equipment being detoured for possible battle with ISIS. That's out of Fox News. Snow-capped summits give Hawaii a white Christmas. Passenger tossed after flipping out over staff's Merry Christmas. Political correct control freaks. What I just mentioned, Orange County threatens big fines for excessive Christmas decorations. Violent Christmas Eve in the district as five people killed in six different shootings. Well, that's what you get when you have victim disarmament and only the criminals have the guns. 3-week-old puppies pilfered on Christmas morning after family pistol whipped. What nice folks criminals are. But at least these criminals do it face-to-face, not like the Federal Reserve does with a fraudulent name and inflation. Walmart customers unruly after store closes. Police called. Christmas Eve shooting kills one Louisiana mall. Woman run over by minivan after Christmas Eve mass. Xbox up, but PlayStation still down after hack attacks. Female veterans battling PTSD from sexual trauma fight for redress. Sandy police deliver presents to family burglarized on Christmas Eve. I've got comments on all these stories. Like people in the comment sections of Infowars.com, and I mean not all of them, but some of them, and on the site itself that has that article going, don't try it, pigs. Don't try to do anything nice. We know you're all bad. That's exactly what the globalists want, is that if the police try to have community outreach programs and try to be involved in real local community policing and constitutional, then the public's so mad at them already, they just say, no, you just stay over there and be the bad guy. We want to have an us-against-them mentality. That's exactly what the social engineers want. And I'm just tired of being played like a fiddle. I don't know about you. We're taking a stand for freedom, New Yorkers explain, why they are waiting in line to see the interview. Well, if North Korea was really trying to censor it, yes, you should go see it. But it was a Sony stunt, and that's basically been admitted now. And so if you go see it, you're being played as a chump. Now, when the communist Chinese wanted, and were successful for a year, to block the release of Red Dawn, the remake, and had it changed to North Korea, that was the film I promoted and went and saw, even though it was not a very good film, because it is about stopping censorship. But this is Obama and others and Sony manipulating people's conscience. Critics hate the interview, though. Movie critics say the controversy surrounding the interview is much more interesting than the movie itself. The movie is scoring just 50% positive reviews from critics on Rotten Tomatoes' website. It's fairly even more poorly with top sites who gave it a measly 32% positive rating. Yeah, it's hard to get one that low. It's down to 48% now as we speak. Again, I'm just moving right to left right now across the desk here. I have not even gotten into the hardcore news yet. Russia revises military doctrine, lists NATO buildup as a major threat. Russia considers NATO number one threat, is preparing for war. That dovetails with this article I already mentioned, U.S. military equipment being detoured for possible battle versus ISIS. Japan game over, savings rate turns negative, Japanese economy begins to implode, and that will take the rest of the world with it. So you take down Russia, and you try to block their oil and gas sales, and you destabilize Russia, and you plunge the ruble. That will then start a chain reaction into Europe more than anywhere else, because they get about 60% of their overall energy from Russia at low prices. And then you add to that all the other destabilization going on around the world. This could trigger the big economic collapse, at least a new level of it. That's why they just passed, 2 weeks ago, the new banker bailout legislation ahead of time and the new derivative legislation where you and I guarantee global derivatives by hundreds of shyster organizations. But I get emails, and again, it's a minority of people going, you traitor, you ought to want to bring down Russia. And you ought to want war. And it's just ridiculous. Our country is occupied by the globalists. The LA Times is now reporting that Congress's backroom pension-cutting deal is even worse than expected. Yeah, this has all been rammed through the last spending bill that the Republicans went along with. They're not blocking Obama on executive amnesty. They're not blocking Obama on executive gun-grabbing. They're not blocking Obama on shutting down more power plants. And the average yuppie will say, I don't own a coal plant. I don't own stock in one of those companies. No, you just get, well, you used to get half your power from them. Now you get 37%. You notice your power bill's a lot higher. Okay, chumps. But you go, well, it's for the earth. I'm glad that Texas was supplying four states surrounding it. From Colorado, Oklahoma, Louisiana, New Mexico. Now Texas can't supply her own power after 6 years of Obama. But don't worry, more than 19, last time I checked, new giant coal power dirty plants opened right on the Texas border in Mexico. They shoot pure black smoke, mercury out the top, no scrubbers on them. They're much smaller, just a smokestack and the big coal burners that turn the turbines that get generated from the boiled water. And they just belch it right out, and it blows right in and blows on the Mexicans, and our totally clean plants are getting shut down and not allowed to open. Just thought I'd remind you. Because, you know, here's Google. I'm doing pretty good getting into the stack, but Google goes off the climate change deep end. Eric Schmidt, the head of Google, in a NPR interview, went on to say that it is that no one is debating it. It's the same Al Gore quote, 100%, all scientists agree, and we should just accept everything. Town Hall has a transcript. Remember, this guy owns wide-body full jets. He flies around, last time I checked, in his own personal 777. One of the other big Google dons I was reading is buying one of those new giant Airbuses. You know, the ones that can hold like 300 people. Big, huge bedrooms in them, party suites, everything. There's only a few folks flying on them when they fly, and that's great. If you didn't get your money from inside deals, and if you didn't want to tell Africans they can't have a car or can't have air conditioning, and you're telling us we can't have anything, just like Al Gore says when he makes money off the carbon taxes, Google is heavily invested in the different carbon trading schemes. And it's a pure cold-blooded scam to selectively tax energy for every major company and corporation and individual but General Electric, Google, and others who pay zero taxes. And if you go back to 5 years ago, Obama signed an executive order exempting General Electric from the carbon orders he put out that shut down the power plants. Look it up. In fact, guys, you're typing into the NSA, the public arm of it, Google. Just type in, General Electric gets power plant waiver from Obama. And I have this pet peeve. I mean, I talk about power plants at least once a week because it's such a perfect example of how my grandfather never talked about it. After he died, we dug through his letters and manuals and commendations and his Army Air Corps manual. They had like a class manual graduating. And in there were some of the letters of things they did, like bombing German power plants. Well, see, that's what an enemy does. They blow up your power plants. Well, the globalists just turn the power plants off, but leave their power plants on, and then rake you over the coals. It's such a sick joke. 180-plus countries, only about 15 of them are trying to put the carbon taxes in. Australia, some European countries, the UK, the U.S., Pachauri, who was the head of the UN climate body, turned out he lobbied to get a bunch of steel plants shut down and coal plants in England, and turned out he owns them in India and actually had those very plants, engineers and ownership in the same companies, move to India. That's all it is your company shut down, mine's allowed to operate. That's all it is. Cold-blooded gangster thugism. 110% laughing at you and your family while Schmidt flies around on a 777 loaded with the beauty queens of the world. And hey, I'm a libertarian, buddy. You do what you want. But don't you sit around. Don't you sit around while you build this artificially intelligent takeover system in your own words. Look it up. And tell people they don't deserve to have turkey on Christmas. I am sick of you pigs. The real pigs of the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, not the police they want us to get in a shooting war with. The real pigs of the Federal Reserve, they're the real problem. They're the foreign banks squatting on this country. We've got some special reports on the Federal Reserve coming up. Some from Christmas present, some from Christmas past.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce customer relationship software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their body and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. Darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, the InfoWars Nightly News Director, Rob Dew, did a little piece, a Christmas New Year's message from the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve we're going to be airing. And we premiered this last year, It's a Wonderful Lie, and no matter where we put it on the internet, it got pulled and censored because it's based on It's a Wonderful Life, totally covered by fair use, totally covered by commentary, 110%, but they're really scared of this video slash audio. So if you're a radio listener, you want to go to Infowars.com/show so you can see us stream this live. You'll also be able to hear it, obviously, as a radio listener. It's radio theater. But you'll have to just save this for yourself because they don't let you post it on YouTube or anywhere else. They pull it down within minutes. And the Federal Reserve has propagandists in every major city on record trying to fight the public, discovering that this is a foreign occupational government, corporate government in control that's used our country to take control of the planet. So that is coming up. And who works for them? Well, back in 1913, on December 23rd, now 101 years ago and 3 days. Remember last year? Last December 23rd, 2013, marked the 100th anniversary of the Private Federal Reserve. Well, we are now into the 101st year now being over. We're now 101 years into this monstrosity. And that same day, they claimed that all whatever amount of states it was at the time, there's books on it, The Law That Never Was, and others who have constitutional lawyers on it. There weren't 50 states at the time. They claimed that a majority had ratified it, and simple research of the state records show that almost all the states did not ratify it or never even voted on it. But they got up and announced that it was now the law. The income tax. Almost every time that Ron Paul, when he was a congressman, would be on CNN or Fox News, they would say, "You want to get rid of the IRS? How will we run the country?" And he would usually be in the Capitol or with the Capitol in the background. I saw him do this at least 10 times over the years, and he would say, "This Capitol got built before we had an income tax. This country had a 10% growth rate on average before 1913. The income tax wasn't implemented widespread until the 40s as a war tax. Then it was like half your income if you were middle class. Something like 30% for the poor." So Kennedy talked to economists, because they kept it from the World War II on, and he repealed the wartime tax, made him very popular. And so when you hear he cut taxes by 50%, that's because some tax brackets were above 50%. And he cut it down to almost nothing. That sounds so radical today that a Democrat would do something like that. It's because the Democratic Party today does not resemble the Democratic Party in any shape or form of 1961. Government knows that when you massively cut taxes, you increase tax revenues. And you know why that is? A lot of states have like a week where they won't have sales tax, so they'll cut it in half. And then revenues sometimes will double or triple. It's because people then shop more when they have more discretionary income. That stirs confidence and more spending, more productivity. But the globalists want a post-industrial world where Google executives have, you know, 10, 15 houses apiece, 4 or 5 wives, 10, 15, 20, 30 mistresses on record. And when I say on record, you can look up news articles where some of these Google guys I'm on today have like 30 girlfriends that get on the airplane with them. Oh, there's Schmidt getting on the airplane with like 30 women, and he and others have them wear bags over their heads like Michael Jackson, veils, so people can't see what porn star they're loading on. He wants privacy, but you don't get it. But what I'm getting at here is we are now 101 years under the private, mainly European bank-owned Federal Reserve. It's not federal. That's just a fact. Think of the fraud of that. And 101 years of the IRS, where General Electric, Google, basically all of them are tax-exempt. They wrote the laws. Warren Buffett. But they're coming for you. They're increasing audits of blue-collar workers. Just search engine that. They take them off the rich people and they put them on you or the middle class. And now the IRS is still penalizing Christine O'Donnell the second time, placed levy on bank accounts. The IRS says it's a mistake. They are intensifying their persecution. This is a group of totalitarian, criminal thugs who'd love to have a Bolshevik-style revolution in this country and line conservatives, libertarians up and shoot us. I'm telling you, they are bloodthirsty.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Waging war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide, and I really wasn't going to plug anything here, even though we fund our operation with high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, but it's been about a month since I did an Oxy powder cleanse, and I decided this morning that I'm going to do a week-long cleanse of at least 6-7 pills a day. They recommend 5, but I get better results with 6 or 7. It's time-release oxygen powder. Why wait to the new year? I was planning to do this in the new year. Why not start now? Oxy powder. So I take 2 or 3 pills in the morning, 2 or 3 at night, and I am golden. After about 2-3 days, the results start. Your upper and lower intestine will be completely flushed out, and upwards of 75% of your immune system is in your gut. The different GMOs, the different chemicals that are in the food and water basically kill the good flora in your gut. This is beyond probiotics. It is ozonated, time-released oxygen that releases in the upper and lower intestine, not in your stomach. And you will have, I mean, I can say everyone that's taken, you can't say guaranteed, but you've heard the callers call in. You've heard Rob Dew in 1 week lost 12 pounds, and he's in good shape. The average person has 20 pounds of detritus that has built up. And then you get the BT corn that's in almost everything as a filler that has its own pesticide in it that kills the flora. It is time to flush your gut in the new year. And this is the most dramatic product we have of all of them. You see the quickest results of all our products at InfoWarsLife.com with the Oxy powder. And you can do about three cleanses with one bottle. It is so dramatic that I think it's the biggest weight loss secret out there from my experience, because it doesn't go to making you lose the general fat that's on you. Even though when you have a healthier gut, you absorb food better, nutrients better, and I think it helps you lose weight. This just physically gets the rotting garbage. I mean, you wouldn't eat turkey that had been left out for 3 days on the counter, would you? How about a piece of turkey that's been in your gut for 5 years? You think that's good for you? You wonder why intestinal and colon cancer and stomach cancer are off the charts? And this is such a phenomenal product. I've only done the cleanse twice. I lost more than 10 pounds when I did it, and I couldn't handle it. I stopped it for 4 days. I'm doing 7 days right now, starting right now. And I can't handle it. There's nothing painful, but you got to stay close to a toilet within about 100 yards. Like Rob Dew said, after about 4 days, he goes, man, I don't know if I can do this. Well, I don't want to have my guts rot, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it every 3 months. Oxy powder, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And in the new year, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to start taking the X2 super nascent, crystal-based, deep earth-sourced, proprietary iodine. It's time to start taking the super male, super female vitality. It's time to start taking the other InfoWars Life products, the Occupower, the DNA Force, life-changing. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. That's our line of products. There's also the excellent longevity products discounted with free shipping when you sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to become a distributor. And the phone numbers there to talk to the InfoWars team or the InfoWars Health crew are on both of those websites as well. InfoWarsHealth.com, or you can go to InfoWarsTeam.com for the fine longevity products discounted. And all of your purchases help support the broadcast and the overall transmission. You can also find a great book there on the side about epigenetics. Now, before we go any further, let's just get right to this piece by Rob Dew on the Federal Reserve. Then we are going to get into Jeb Bush for president, Hillary for president, that battle shaping up. China set to test Ebola vaccine. NSA reports it may have broken laws with decades of spying on U.S. citizens. Hagman and Hagman, but the father and son, private investigator team, great journalist, a lot of breaking intel are coming on. Got a bunch of Christmas news we're going to get to. And then at the bottom of the third hour, we're going to air some clips of the just released false flag interview that they're using to try to pass internet censoring legislation next month, along with the Sony hack. We now have the Xbox hack as well. We're going to be talking about that with John Bound in studio. We're going to play some clips from the interview and analyze this true super turkey that's been turned into a giant profit center via the triangulated scam of the NSA, Obama, and, of course, Sony and the Japanese mafia. But let's go ahead and go to the special message for 2014 Christmas message from the Federal Reserve that we put on the website yesterday that we're airing here.
Hello, I'm Mr. Moneybags, and I have a message for all of you out there this Christmas season. As you sit down with your family and friends, you need to be thankful of the unseen hand that has guided your monetary system for the last 101 years now. That's right. Thanks to some members of an unknown group, who decided they should take it upon themselves to control the monetary supply for the betterment of the collective as a whole. When ultra-mega-rich people like myself want to help little people like you, we have to make sure our assets have cover. We like to have our losses shared by the public, but keep our profits private and to ourselves. So my unknown group, which included the heads of J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, National City Bank of New York, First National Bank of New York, and the founder of the Council on Foreign Relations, met on an island on the coast of Georgia for a, quote, hunting trip. We would divide the country, banking system, into 15 districts with one main office in Washington, D.C. We didn't want the government meddling in our affairs, so we had a ceremonial pitchman position created, and that person would be the focal point for all criticism and damnation when the people discovered that printing money out of thin air would cause inflation. This person was known as the chairman, and our little banking organization we called the Federal Reserve, which is about as federal as Federal Express. Oh, I love that one. We ran this little plan through Congress and the Senate in just 2 days in late December, and we had our little agent Woodrow Wilson sign it just 2 days before Christmas. Ah, the most wonderful time of year. Anyway, flash forward 101 years, and we have fully recovered from the recessions of 2008, 2000, early 90s, early 80s, mid-70s, late 60s, early 60s, the recessions of 58, 53, 49, 45, 38, 37, and 33, which started back in 1929. The stock market has never been higher. Billionaires are buying all in New York City. And I've never had so much money for my bags, which is why I believe I was put here on this earth. Never mind economic production, unemployment, reduced labor pool, outsourcing of factories, our money backed by something tangible. As long as we have ones and zeros, we can kick you and your children's future down the road until it's too late for your peons to stop us. So Merry Christmas from the Federal Reserve, celebrating 101 years of economic disparity and financial ruin, except for those of us who know the inside of the money-to-bags ratio quotient.
Thank you, Shadow Chairman of the Federal Reserve. Very, very nice. Now, we're going to play this highly censored video. You notice that the people that own A Wonderful Life, I think it's Turner Broadcasting. You notice they don't come out and say, hey, we're going to sue you. You can't air clips of our famous movie. Clearly fair use. They just have it censored all over the internet when we play this video that parallels It's a Wonderful Life with the real world that's happening back then and again today. And, of course, The Wizard of Oz and It's a Wonderful Life were both films made about the banksters and about the manipulation of currency. The first being The Wizard of Oz, that was a play written about the silver and gold standard. And then we're going to play a clip of Alan Greenspan on PBS saying the Federal Reserve is above the law. But first, let's go to David Knight's excellent It's a Wonderful Lie. Be sure and record the audio and the video of this. Screen capture this if you're watching our live streams at Infowars.com/show because we put up more than 8 copies of this over the years, and it's taken down in minutes. They are scared of this. Here it is.
Over the last 100 years, the Federal Reserve has created bubbles and burst them, enslaved us with debt, and destroyed our purchasing power through inflation. Yes, it's been a wonderful lie for the bankers. There are striking parallels in Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life to the lies and tricks that real bankers use to create the Federal Reserve. Human nature doesn't change, and the greedy elite of 1913 and 2013 look and act a lot like Potter, the banker in the movie. And many Americans are left like George Bailey, staring into the abyss as their dreams collapse and they face financial ruin. Do we live in a country that looks a lot more like Pottersville than Bedford Falls? What does Frank Capra's film show us about how we got here and how we can get out? When the Federal Reserve was created 2 days before Christmas 100 years ago, it was a culmination of 6 years of fraud, fear, and manipulation.
I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
The panic of 1907 was used to shape public support for the Fed. The panic was triggered by rumors that two major banks were about to become insolvent, just as we see in the movie.
George, there is a rumor around town that you closed your doors. Is that true? I am going all out to help in this crisis. I have just guaranteed the bank sufficient funds to meet their needs. They will close up for a week and then reopen.
Just took over the bank.
I may lose a fortune, but I am willing to guarantee your people, too. Just tell them to bring their shares over here, and I will pay 50 cents on the dollar.
Oh, you never miss a trick, do you, Potter?
Unfortunately, J.P. Morgan got away with the deception and was able to shut down competitors and snapped up assets at fire sale prices.
Take during the Depression, for instance. You and I were the only ones that kept our heads. You saved the building loan. I saved all the rest.
Yes, well, most people say you stole all the rest.
The envious ones say that, George. The suckers.
Charles Lindbergh Sr. warned people at the time of the creation of the Federal Reserve that it would not stop boom and bust cycles, but would actually create them in order to benefit its private owners. Here's what he said. To cause high prices, all the Federal Reserve Board will be to lower the rediscount rate, producing an expansion of credit and a rising stock market. Then, when businessmen are adjusted to these conditions, it can check prosperity in mid-career by arbitrarily raising the rate of interest. It can cause a pendulum of a rising and falling market to swing gently back and forth, or cause violent fluctuations by a greater rate variation. And in either case, it will possess inside information as to the financial conditions and advanced knowledge of the coming change, either up or down. This is the strangest, most dangerous advantage ever placed in the hands of a special privileged class by any government that ever existed. The system is private, conducted for the sole purpose of obtaining the greatest possible profits from the use of other people's money. They know in advance when to create panics to their advantage, and they know when to stop panic. Inflation and deflation work equally well for them when they control the finance. As we see in the movie, not all lending institutions have the same motivations.
Now, you take this loan here to Ernie Bishop, you know, that fellow that sits around all day on his brains in his taxi, you know. I happen to know the bank turned down this loan, but he comes here, and we're building him a house worth $5,000. Why?
Well, I handled that, Mr. Potter. You have all the papers there, his salary, insurance. I can personally vouch for his character.
Friend of yours.
Yes, sir.
You see, if you shoot pool with some employee here, you can come and borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
As a former FDIC chair said, all too often the large banks use their models and their algorithms, and if you don't fit in their boxes, you don't get the loan. And Dodd-Frank legislation is tying the hands of small lenders, shutting out buyers and shutting down lenders. Today, there are fewer lenders than at any time the government has kept records. 10,000 banks disappeared between 1984 and 2011.
This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
In the movie, George gets to see what happens to the small town if Potter didn't have competition from credit unions and smaller lenders.
If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody'd be a lot better off. My wife and my kids and my friends. And my... Look, little fella, why you go off and haunt somebody else.
Yeah, so you still think killing yourself would make everyone feel happier, right?
Well, I don't know. I guess you're right. I suppose it'd been better if I'd never been born at all.
Pottersville, the only businesses thriving are vice. People are angry. The town is filled with signs like, keep moving, keep off the grass. Bert the cop actually shoots at George when he's running away and is no threat to anyone.
Stand back!
Everyone is a renter. No one has a stake.
Now, you're Ernie Bishop, and you live in Bailey Park with your wife and kid.
Look, bud, what's the idea? I live in a shack in Pottersville. My wife ran away 3 years ago and took the kid, and I ain't never seen you before in my life, see?
Private property and everyone having a stake is the antidote to Pottersville.
Here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers?
But whether it's the Trans-Pacific Partnership or a global carbon tax, the global elite don't see you as a stakeholder. They want to turn us all into serfs and treat us like cattle.
Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on.
Speaking of riches, do you find the salary amounts amusing when Potter tries to buy George off?
Let's look at your side. Young man, 27, 28, married, making, say, 40 a week.
45.
George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year.
$20,000 a year?
You wouldn't mind living in the nicest house in town? Buying your wife a lot of fine
clothes? That was like $1 million.
A couple of business trips to New York a year. Maybe once in a while Europe. You wouldn't mind that, would you, John?
Would I?
Even if George had saved a lot of his $20,000 salary, would it have bought much a couple of decades later? By even the government's very conservative estimate of inflation, the dollar has lost 90% of its value since 1947 when the movie was made. The Fed's deliberate inflation is devastating to anyone trying to accumulate wealth through hard work and saving. So what is the answer to all the George Baileys out there 100 years after the government gave control of our money supply to private bankers like Potter? Well, Potter had more money than he could spend. But would any of you want to be Potter?
You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
George Bailey finally sees how rich his own life is as he sees the fruits of relationship, honesty, and compassion. And if the public can awaken to the lies of the Federal Reserve, if it could even be audited...
Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner!
It would be a huge step to breaking the chains that enslave all of us. But ultimately, it is God that changes minds and changes hearts. God hates oppression, and we can and should confidently pray that he will stop it.
I owe everything to George Bailey. Help him, dear Father. Joseph... Jesus and Mary, help my friend, Mr. Bailey.
Help my son, George, tonight.
He never thinks about himself, God. That's why he's in trouble.
George is a good guy. Give him a break, God.
I love him, dear Lord. Watch over him tonight.
Please, God. Something's the matter with Daddy. Please bring Daddy back.
Dear Father in heaven. I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there and you can hear me, show me the way.
For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
A good, wholesome 9-minute review under all fair use. We're doing commentary. We're analyzing. We're doing a review. It's a film that's been around for 80 years. And they don't want you to see that review. They are scared of the idea that people want an equal playing field to credit, an equal playing field to have a lot of small businesses, and that people back then knew that big, powerful robber barons were trying to shut them down using government regulation. I remember about 4 years ago when they passed a bunch of new, quote, bank regulations, the head of the Texas Banking Association wrote an article for the Texas Business Journal. It was in the Austin Business Journal. I saw it several places saying these new regulations are meant to shut down competition and to absolutely rake people over the coals. And the article went into the private Federal Reserve. So even the heads of of state banking boards know what's going on. Well, of course they know what's going on. But now they're speaking about it. It's safe now. 15 years ago, if you talked about this, they would send the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, and you might have the FBI come to your house. Or come to your business. We're here to do an emergency audit for fraud. These are federal marshals from the Treasury Department. They would come after you if you were in business and even talked about this. Guess what? You lose, New World Order. The House this year and 2 years ago passed the audit. The Senate barely defeated it. That's from no co-sponsors just 15, 16, 17 years ago for Ron Paul. The jig is up. The truth is coming out. And even you even have Fed chairmen in Dallas and Missouri that have come out and said the Fed's become destructive. It was always destructive, but we need to reform it. We need to stop it. We need to stop giving free money to these offshore elites. We need to stop devaluing the dollar. I happen to know people, and I'll just leave it at that, that know the Kansas City and Dallas Fed heads. And they know that this is going to destroy the country. Sure, they don't mind being parts of big banks and running things back when they were actually giving some credit to people. Now it's purely a screw job. Purely a screw job. And so even people in their own system don't want to be part of it. Don't want to wreck their children and grandchildren's future. This will make us like Pottersville when there's death in the streets. That's what it creates. We don't want that. This broadcast is about exposing the hat trick, exposing the scam. Now, this clip's about 7 years old. It was the outgoing head of the Federal Reserve right after he'd left, Alan Greenspan, who wrote books about the New World Order and about the private Federal Reserve. So they bought him off. He was a smart economist, friends with Ron Paul. Here he is, they say, on the Lehrer NewsHour, he's asked, what is the role of the Federal Reserve? And he says, well, just that no other group of government can audit us or look at us, and we're independent. Checks and balances on the three branches of government. Legislative, executive, judicial. Legislative controls the power of the purse, not this fourth branch, foreign robber baron bankers. But that's how far we've come, where there's the occupier. If he was wearing a Hitler monkey suit or a Stalin monkey suit or a Fidel Castro monkey suit, no one would go along with it. But it's a little man in a suit with little glasses in an American accent telling you this when he is as foreign as Martians to our system. Now let's go to this clip.
I apply it. I have the ideology because I believe that it is the best way of coming at the world and what type of policy.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between the chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And
what a very profound statement. What a profound statement. It doesn't matter what Congress thinks. We're above the law. No one can tell us what to do, and we're an agency. What, like Cobra? Like Spectre? Like a man in the moon? I mean, this is how our ignorance empowers the system. And then I'm a conspiracy theorist because I'm informed. No. And that line doesn't work anymore. Second hour, masses of Key Global News. And we'll talk to the Northeast Intelligence Group coming up. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.